Our next description is a photograph of Giles Harrison, a professor of meteorology, another of Wren's interests. Giles' head and shoulders fill the frame. He is a middle-aged man and wears rectangular, rimless glasses. The light catches one corner of his glasses, and he has a slight stubble on his face. As he gazes thoughtfully towards the left, his mouth carries the beginnings of a smile, although the subject of his focus lies just outside the frame. Behind him is a foggy grey background. In 1662, when Wren was 30 years old, he designed a weather clock that had the capacity to record air pressure, rainfall, wind, and temperature every 15 minutes. He presented his design to the Royal Society, which is the oldest society in the world dedicated to scientific research. The Royal Society had been established just 2 years prior, in 1660, following a lecture delivered by Christopher Wren at Gresham College in London. Although Wren did not personally construct his weather clock, he entrusted the task to his associate, Robert Hooke, who completed the project. 5 years after Wren's presentation, Hooke successfully built the very first automatic weather recording system. While these automatic recordings remain integral to the field of meteorology, they are now carried out using electronic instruments. At Reading University, Professor Giles Harrison focuses on developing methods for recording atmospheric properties, both at the Earth's surface and with the aid of weather balloons. His research involves investigating cloud electrification, studying space weather, and exploring ways to enhance air temperature measurements. The next and last photograph to be described is of architect Lindsay Jane Lupton. On the way to this next stopping place, we pass a photo of Sarah Coutts, who works as the head of design and planning at Barking Riverside Limited. This company is responsible for the development of over 10,000 new homes and facilities in East London. In doing so, it is facing a distinct housing challenge, quite different from the one Christopher Wren encountered when he presented his plans for rebuilding London after the Great Fire of 1666.